This is a production of Cornell University.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Wednesday, March 7th, meeting of the Employee Assembly, 12:18 p.m. Before we begin, we've got a number of guests with us today, so I'd just love if we can very quickly go around the room, say our name and where we work. So I'm Tanya Grove. I'm chair of the Employee Assembly, and I work in theater, film, and dance.
Bridget Schaffner. I work in Campus Joint.
Jason Seymour, College of Engineering, Computer and Information Science.
Leslie Meyerhoff, CURW and Campus Life.
How these guys with CURW?
Cornell United Religious Work.
Thank you.
Thank you,
dearie. You're welcome.
Lavanya Sayam, I work at the West School.
I'm Kathy Fahey, I work in Student Disability Services.
I'm David Brooks, I work for the Architecture College in the IT Department.
Linda Goldfile, Department of Inclusion and Local Diversity.
Gary Stewart, Government Community Relations.
Gemma Osborne, Health and Education.
Bridget Cristelli, Cal Office of Business Partnerships and Foundation Relations.
Amy O'Donnell from the Office of Assembly.
And if you guys could introduce yourselves back there.
Sure, Bill Smith, Arts and Science Advisor.
Joe Ambrosetti at Johnson, Cornell Executive MBA Program. And I just want to apologize, that is on the weekend at 12:45.
Tony Lombardo, I work in CIP.
Tony Epstein, Assistant Director of the Assembly's Office.
And Chris Ferrer, Cornell Billy's Office.
All right, thank you guys. So our three staff guests back there are all interested in potentially running for the assembly, right? And so if you have any questions after the meeting, feel free to grab any one of us, call any one of us, or ask your questions. Okay, so are there any late additions to the agenda?
I will do a UA meeting update.
Okay. And I have a draft of a resolution on the academic calendar, so I will add that as well. Any others? Okay. Moving along, approval of the minutes from the last meeting. Everybody had an opportunity to take a look at those. I know, Bridget, you had one correction.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're chewing, I'm sorry.
I didn't notice Bill's name in either the present or the absence in that meeting.
All right, I'll check the list and see where he belongs and put him on.
Anything else? Did you have something with Cooper?
She doesn't remember, so we'll just
okay.
Leave it as is.
That's fine. Any other changes or amendments to the minutes?
Move to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. Any opposed? Okay. Okay. Next, moving on to report from the chair. Bridget and I met with Mary on a couple of items. First was the personal policy committee met and discussed funeral leave, so we brought that to her attention. She thought that the additions that you guys had made were some excellent options to add in, and she asked that you move forward with talking with Lauren Jacoby to do an official move forward of the change in policy. So if we can start that, and I'll let Jeannie know that as well. She couldn't be here today, but she thought that the adding of that wording was great. So that was the first thing. The second thing we discussed was the addition of the change to the academic calendar and the proposed addition of two staff holidays. She supports that and was really happy to see that we're interested in doing a resolution on that. I've got some language that we'll talk about later on, but if we support that and we want to move resolution forward, she also encouraged us to talk with the SA, the GPSA, and the UA about also submitting a similar resolution in support of the holidays for staff as well. So we talked about that. We talked about the George Peter Award for Dedicated Service, which I will talk more about in staff recognition and awards. And the last thing we talked about was the engagement survey. I think everyone saw the email from President Skorton outlining some key areas that they were going to start looking at. And one of the things Mary wanted to see if we were interested in doing is potentially having some either town halls or some open forums or some focus groups to talk about the different areas and see if we can get some more information. So I just wanted to touch back with the EA and see what people thought about that.
What do you mean more information? From Mary?
No. So basically we would go somewhere on campus, hold an open forum where anyone could come and talk about kind of these four key points that we're looking to make changes to, see if there's anything that we could bring back to Mary to kind of move the process forward.
Okay.
And be helpful. I'm seeing nods. Is that yes, we mm-hmm. want to do
yeah.
something?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's probably viable if they're regular EA meetings. I don't think any of us can take on any more. We're going to go down to biotech at 3 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon. So I think maybe if we wanted to move these meetings around, just go mm-hmm. to different places,
right.
invite staff in from wherever we were with it, whether it's EHOB or wherever,
mm-hmm.
and just have that be the focus.
And maybe have that be the business of the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that seem workable for
them? One suggestion or mm-hmm. question I might have is that they developed 4 points,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't necessarily approve those 4 points as being the central issues that came out from the staff engagement
mm-hmm.
survey. So I'm just really hesitant to buy on those 4 points without understanding the process of how they came to those 4 points.
Okay.
And so I know that they kind of mentioned in the level, these are the things we saw, but I'd like to see a little bit more detail. How did you come to bring up those 4 points? Because there might be other issues that came up, but the administration might feel like those might be too much or we don't want to address those. And maybe those might be really the issues that we need to be addressing that are not mentioned. So I'm just curious about how did they come up with the 4 points. And I just know we never really met and heard how they came up.
So, Marin and her team pulled together, you know, cut the data in a variety of different ways to come up with these 4 points. And we brought that back to the EA in a meeting, and I asked if we wanted Mary to come in and talk with the group, and the consensus was that we didn't feel we needed her to come back to the group. So is that different now? Or are we feeling that we need to hear from Mary on this? Or, I mean, this has already gone to the provost and the vice presidents, and this is kind of the plan we're moving forward with. I don't necessarily think that the EA can turn around and say, we don't agree.
Well, I'm not saying we don't agree. I'm just
making sure we're not missing anything.
Yeah, making sure we're because, I mean, when I read it in the last meeting, at least when we talked to Barry and this, the idea, she said, it just seemed like a lot of disconnect. You know, so how you got there to here in terms of what I've seen with the data and what we were given access to.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe before we go move out and talk to the community, I mean, I at least like to have a better understanding about how these 4 points come about.
Well,
no, I think Mary also explained that it was taken by the data. And looking at it, it seemed to be fairly obvious. And also there were points that they felt that they really could address at this time, too.
Kind of as big overarching points that hit a lot of staff across campus.
Yeah.
Now, I'm certainly happy to. We can either see if we can get her to an upcoming, she can't make any other EA meetings other than the one she and David are coming to in April. I can see if we can have her come to one of our executive committee meetings and you can join us.
Or maybe one of the ideas is even from the researchers about how you came up with those 4 points in terms of looking at the data. I mean, I don't think it necessarily needs to be a meeting. And then what were some of the other things that were coming up? Like, what was the top 10 things that you saw? And were they really the top 4? I'm just curious that, like, are those really the top 4 things?
Well, and are you thinking that if we go to a meeting, let's say we go to a meeting at EHOB, are we going to be totally unprepared for the kind of comments that are made and how mm-hmm. we're going to then we just, you know, affirm
right.
the comments and then say, we'll bring them back.
Yeah. And if somebody say, well, I didn't even bring up this issue, I was talking about this, and I'm like, wow, that's the first time I ever.
Right. Well, and I think for us it is more an information-finding opportunity. And I'll ask Marin if she can give us some more information and some clarity as to how. And I don't know if you looked at the second set of details that they put up that outlined the percentages for every question.
You know, I saw that. But I mean, I saw some questions that were kind of really, that were really high, but weren't necessarily part of the top 4.
Right.
Yeah, I think the only thing that we haven't seen really is the content coding on the comments.
Right.
And that's the only data really that they haven't disclosed, which, you know.
Right. And they're not, and they're not disclosing, they're not disclosing the comment data anywhere beyond like the vice president levels.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't see the comments but I know they were coding them by this number of comments were on workload, this number of comments were on supervisors, but I didn't know that. I didn't know at all. That's the only thing.
So I can ask Maureen for that.
Yeah, maybe just like the top four or five areas of comments, buckets of comments that they coded.
And if we did hold a forum type, would there be support from
Yeah, I think Mary said that she could be there, or Maureen can be there, someone to be able to be there. Because I said that I certainly didn't want the EA to go out there kind of blindly, that we would want some real support. So, but I will ask for some more comments, some more information back, and then we can go from there. Does that sound like a plan?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Moving on to committee reports. Lavanya, did you want to talk about education?
Sure. So I just wanted to update on the final draft of the survey that the Education Committee is planning to send to all the employee degree program candidates who have graduated. So I'm passing on the final draft right now. I only have some copies. Sorry about that. So I'm planning to send this on behalf of the Education Committee on Monday. The format that you see in the second page is from Qualtrics, Cornell. I didn't have to pay anything when I logged in, and it's a simple survey. So I'm planning to send it on Monday on behalf of the Education Committee to all the candidates whose MET IDs are listed on the Cornell Benefits website and who have graduated from the EDP program. I'll be sending a soft copy, a PDF version of the same to the EA members today. I didn't realize that I could do a PDF, so I couldn't send it. So I'll do it today, and with the approval of the EA, I would like to launch the survey on Monday.
Okay. Thank you guys for putting that together. Any questions on the survey?
Good.
Yeah, very nice. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Curtis, Coach and Judicial?
Yes, so we just met a week and a half ago, and we passed a resolution, so we were really, really happy and excited. And hopefully, I think it was a nice resolution that there's actually, I think, some staff involvement, and so it was really nice to be at the seat and have some other staff members voting in. It started because last April, from the Department of Education, they sent out what they called a Dear Colleague letter, and I'm paraphrasing it. I'm probably totally wrong here.
I sent it to everyone.
Yeah, so you all seen the Dear Colleague, but it's basically reaffirming how campuses deal with sexual assault, victims' rights, and making the process more fair and equitable on the line. So our legal counsel office said that currently Cornell's policies are not in line with the Dear Colleague letter and suggestion. But because this came out at the end of April, there was a very short window, so they made some immediate fixes. Whereas they just, how sexual assault works with staff, basically, is that we have policy 6.4, where it's just an investigation, and where the two sides are interviewed, and then there's a summary finding, and then it goes to, depending, I think, your supervisor or the department head of your unit. But the big thing was the level of burden of proof that was going on. And right now, Cornell's judicial code has a very high, like a 75%. You know, you have to did something in order to be found accountable for the action. And then the Dear Colleague letter said it needs to be at about a 51%. So lowering that burden of proof. And so the big reasons within our committee was, A, we didn't want to change the judicial codes and procedures of our university. So what the recommendations were, which is going to the UA, first, we had no change, which we know that legal counsel would not support. So we went back and basically, it was kind of a funny meeting. I don't understand the first half of it. But we know that legal counsel won't support it and the president won't approve it. So the big thing is actually the second option, which you all received the resolution, was to transfer all sexual assault and sexual harassment cases. That's what staff is. A, it brings students into the same process which faculty and staff already go through. And so right now, it's a really big deal because depending on who accuses who, you can actually have a JA case and also a policy 6.4 case. So at least I'm really happy for staff if there's any type of sexual harassment, sexual assault cases, it's all, with our proposal, going to be done through one process, which I think will be a lot easier to handle and a lot more fair in terms of people's rights. So that was about it. Any questions about it?
I forwarded the proposed resolution and the Dear Colleague letter and a whole bunch of information to you guys just before the meeting, so you'll have it and you can take a look at it. The UA will vote on it at our meeting next Tuesday, the 13th, at the 4:30 meeting. So if anybody has any comments on that or concerns, Bridget and I all attend that meeting and are all voting members, so you can bring your concerns or questions and we'll bring them forward. But if you have any immediate changes to the resolution, if you can take a look at it and let me know, they're looking at those on Friday.
I give Curtis a lot of credit because I think of all our committees, this is, I've been on it before, because of judicial, it's the hardest one. I mean, you're sitting there, half the folks are lawyers or in law school. And, you know, a lot of people forget that the campus sort of kind of takes in staff, students, and faculty. Like most campuses, it's really just students. That's what the campus code of conduct applies for. For now, it's all three.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Anything else?
Nope.
Thank you. Moving on to staff recognitions and awards committee, we have selected, we met, and we've actually selected four winners for George Peter Awards. Typically, we do two in the fall and two in the spring. But because we didn't have a dearth of candidates in the fall, we deferred to the spring, had a great number of candidates, so we've actually selected four winners.
So when they do those things for the employees 25, 30, 40 years, inevitably there's people up here from Puerto Rico.
Right.
And that would be an opportunity. We could wedge that in during their visit here. If someone from down there got a George Peter, that'd be kind of cool.
All right, so that is staff recognitions and awards. Moving on next to new business. So tomorrow morning, breakfast with the board. And for those who weren't with us last year, we had like four or five tables, and we had a couple of board members and a couple of EA members at each table. And we all kind of tried to have each table kind of talk about a different issue. So I don't know if we want to talk about some issues now, some things that we might want to bring up. I thought perhaps we can pull from the survey some themes that we may want to discuss with them. I don't know if people want to toss out some ideas and go from there.
What kind of questions did they ask last year?
They asked, to be from where I was sitting, they asked about, you know, the difficulties in getting to campus for staff. We talked a lot about transportation issues. What is, do you remember what your table talked about?
It was quite a loose conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just said, how's it going? And the thing that came up at my table was, do Cloverleaf employees get to go see the WOW doctors, the WOW Medical College doctors? Mm-hmm. And I said, they're not in our health plan. And I don't know if any, not, you know, it was just a curious question.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the first time we were with them. They asked a lot about us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You had a question or a comment? Or
I would just be curious to know what the board's opinion is of the new news of the tech campus in Roosevelt Island. And just like to send the buzz with the provost and president on the positive impact and trade-offs. I just would throw that out there since it's huge school news.
Please go ahead.
I know we were talking about sustainability. Yes. We also talked about a lot of our kind of programming. We're just very curious about this, what trends we saw.
I think we talked a little bit about diversity issues. I think you were at my table. We talked about diversity and affinity groups and things like that.
Yeah. We're going through a lot of the suicide stuff at that point, so we talked a lot about staff
on the fences.
Beth, is there anything that would make the staff elected trustee more effective or give him or her more of a profile?
I think just having the breakfast itself is the main thing, because these folks, this is the executive board committee of the Board of Trustees, and they are just jumping at this. You know, everyone's coming and they're excited to talk to us. So I think just getting, I think the flavor that there are a big constituency of employees who spend their lives here is what's really important to them. Because they spend their lives worrying about the staff, I mean the faculty and the students, and they don't think about the staff as much.
Yeah. I remember that was one of the things we had talked about, because a lot of them, you know, come from bigger urban centers, and we were talking about how the staff here, how there's multiple generations who work at Cornell, you know, as well as those who come here, and we talked a lot about how our workforce is different than a lot of the workforces they likely deal with.
I think one thing that might be interesting, and I don't know if it's this last semester or this semester, but there was a Sun article about the staff, how they're doing a lot more with a lot less. Y'all remember that Sun article? Was that last semester or this semester? I don't know. I read it every month. But I think that might be a cool conversation, like just that simple article piece about spans and layers and stuff like that, and how much staff are just working.
Yeah. So talking a little bit about workload and kind of the pressures on the staff as we've kind of reduced our numbers.
If there's a way to do that without whining, that's not a productive way to engage with them.
So
I thought the article was really good. That's why I like that article piece. How, like, because it was also mentioning like the staff engagement survey, how like staff are happy here, but it became that but. There's things, but I feel like Cornell.
Other thoughts? So we've got Tech Campus, we've got
the survey.
Other topics, thoughts?
It does seem like even this year a lot of transportation things have come up. So I think that's something, we have several of those issues brought to the EA, but the continuation of the Cayuga PCAT route and paying for parking and stuff like that. So I think it's worthwhile just mentioning the concerns we're hearing from staff about parking and transportation.
And actually, you know, the trustees, look at the long view. They look at the 100-year view of Cornell, and then the administration looks at the day-to-day stuff. And I agree that transportation is a long-view topic, because, you know, I mean, we've talked about having a tram, right? Does anyone remember that idea? So that it could be a walkable campus and a little tram going around. That's like the 100-year view of what Cornell's going to look like in the future. So I think alerting them to the idea that the transportation changes are affecting a lot of people is a good idea.
What about, you know, things like work-life balance, which I think can tie into kind of workload and things like that?
That's a good thing.
I don't know if you want to mention it, but I'm looking at the letter from the president right here about the survey. At the bottom, we've also agreed there are some measures we need to take at the university level, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 4 is develop and implement supervisory feedback mechanisms.
Right.
I think that's also huge, and I think it will, if it really happens and comes to fruition, eventually make Cornell a better place to work, because the people above the staff that are in charge that have the potential to run things smoothly or not smoothly are going to be accountable
and it will overall, you know, the quality of life here and workforce and all that stuff will be better in the long run. Because they can't just say, well, this is how it is. Too bad, I'm the boss.
So how do we bring that to the board? Because that's a very specific issue.
So, just a quick question. Do we do, at the university, 360s for people that are
bars?
Is that the true measurement?
Not as a standard.
So then standardized.
Well, we've talked about 360s, and part of the issue is if you work in a small unit and say you have a supervisor and there's only two people who report to them and you have issues with each supervisor, will that staff member actually say, my supervisor, this problem? So there's the feeling there that is, are you really going to be truthful if they know who you are?
Right.
So what I was going to just say is that seems like that's very specific. I think it's specific for the administration, but what's the bigger picture for the board?
The bigger picture for the board is that we are talking to President Scorton's boss, and so we can position it by saying, these are some of the things President Scorton said he's going to look into or to do, and just that we are really hoping he does them.
So my question is, do we talk to the board about the importance of leadership, management, and supervisory training? Because that's kind of where you get into. I mean, you know, you could take anyone and give them all the feedback you want, but if they don't know how to effectively lead or manage, it's not going to change what they do.
Yeah, and the board's not going to take away any dues. The board's not going to make a list and say, I need to talk to the president about this.
Right.
Because that's not what the board of trustees is supposed to be doing. So it's just kind of giving them a flavor. One of the things when whoever the next trustee is, when you're the trustee, when it's time for the president's performance review, board of director asks you if there's anything that should be included on it. We have a new board of directors. We have a new chairman of the board. So I don't know if that will happen again.
Should we know more about what's the process for replacing you? Or are you not going to do that?
No, that might come up again if it didn't already come up at this meeting for the EA election.
Yeah,
that
might be another
agenda item.
Okay. I've got it on my list.
Okay.
It seems like last year when we met with them, that the issue of training and promotion was something that we talked about.
Right, we talked about a little bit.
And because of the board's, you know, high altitude perspective, I don't know about you, but I found that to be a frustrating conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We could try it again, but they're, like Beth says, they're not concerned about the day-to-day challenges that we're experiencing to the degree that we're concerned about them. It's more, how is this a well-oiled machine as we're moving along? And so their perspective is not going to feel warm and fuzzy necessarily if we're coming at it from a I'm looking for solutions kind of approach.
Right. And just to give you a basis for comparison, the students in the student life committee have an opportunity to present to the trustees on a regular basis, and the staff do not. So this is our chance.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do their presentation, they'll come up with a topic, just one topic of interest, whether it's why we need to expand Gannett Health Services, or why the Big Red Barn needs to be renovated, or something about the Greek system, or something that the EA, the FA is working on. And then they'll go into a really in-depth a presentation, and then questions and answers. So our format is going to be a little bit different, but it's our opportunity to maybe talk about the resolutions that we've done, and the ones that we're working on, and the survey, which is what we plan to do.
Well, and if we want to spend some time on the staff wellness issue, for example, then we can talk about the resolution to add to staff days. We can talk about some of the programming that's going on and some of the ways that it's being communicated differently so that more people are hopefully more aware of it, that kind of stuff. I mean, I think that there are ways to package a theme that, where at any one of the tables we could have similar conversations.
With
the
care grant. It's important for them to know that the employees are as engaged as they are in making this a successful place.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing I think I would like to hear more about is with the new, what's it called, Linda? Towards the new destination. Towards the new destination, which they said was approved by the Board of Trustees, and one of the matrices is staff measurements. And so I would just be really curious by, since they were the people in the room, why did you choose this term, and how do you envision staff being measured, and what vision 100 years do you see about the diversity of the staff?
So do we think that we've got some things to talk about? Yes. Can I ask when we get there and we get to our tables if the group can agree that one person will kind of take back some notes and write up a little something so we can share at our next EA meeting? Mm-hmm. So just whomever amongst the tables, each person just... And it was really just a little note last time. It doesn't have to be anything in depth, it doesn't have to be the whole conversation, but just kind of the details.
And the trustees might have questions
right
themselves.
They will. Yeah. Yes. So can I be reminded when we're coming?
So, you know, I thought you meant the board members. I'm like, I got to find that somewhere.
Most of us. Okay.
Yeah, most everyone is coming. Yeah.
I thought it was very nice last year how there was a piece afterwards to communicate to the community that we met with the board, mm-hmm. and I think that's important for these parties to continue to help.
So we did that in the pop program.
That was a really nice thing.
And Beth, thank you again for teeing it up for us. It's great.
Thank you.
Couple emails.
She's got power.
Mm-hmm. She does. Okay, so next thing, setting a date for the Geneva meeting. So, Bridget, you know how to do a doodle pool? Mm-hmm. One of you said you know how to do a doodle.
Yeah, I can do it.
The only other thing that we have on our agenda is the meeting with Mary and David, and that is in April. I've got the date back in my office. So. Mm-hmm.
Trevor, did you have date suggestions for us? If we had a couple dates?
In May, doing it out in the field this time, do something different when we did.
Oh, not just drink wine?
Yeah. Well, we had that too.
Don't forget that part.
So, suggest both of the May dates and see which is most popular.
When's the last week? When's the president?
April 4th.
Okay, so, or we could do that last April 1st. The 2nd, April, or the 2nd.
Or either one in May.
Should we just go with two dates? I mean, we don't want to get too many options going. How about the 1st May and the 2nd April?
Sure.
Do you want to do it, or do you want me to do it?
I can do it.
Do you mind?
No.
That'd be awesome.
So last April and 1st May?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have 2,000 more reservations to make. So.
I will be happy to.
Thanks. Okay. A couple things. Leslie couldn't be here today, but she wanted to let everyone know that the trustee nominating committee had met. They finalized the elections calendar and the guidelines. She will bring those and flyers to our next meeting. And as you can see, we already have a couple people who are interested in EA spots. I don't know if you've heard from anyone on trustee.
And I've heard about somebody else who's interested.
Good.
I have a question, and it's either for Tanya or Amy, but it's actually for Leslie. Both elections being run at the same time, mm-hmm. and the trustee nominating committee really focused just on the employee-elected trustee, I didn't know what publicity the EA would cover, or is the assembly's office taking care of announcing stuff like the forum and that sort of stuff?
I think Leslie's got a plan with the communications committee about Facebook ads, Sun ads.
Wonderful.
Emails.
Okay. Yeah, because she mentioned that she was doing it, and I thought, is she really doing it? But she is.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Can you pass me over?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not running again in answer to that question.
4 years.
It's been wonderful, and I think someone else should have an opportunity to do that.
8 years is a long time.
Yeah, it's good. Wow.
Four years. And then you've got.
What's it going to take to get you to run again?
Half a hat.
My parents.
You've got to do it again.
And then there is the board meeting on Friday, right, Beth? The board meeting on Friday?
Yes, and I have to miss the board meeting for the first time. I have really ill issues in the family.
Well, you better not run again.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well,
so yeah, I've got some family stuff that just took priority as happened this
so
week.
I will be there.
Yes?
Yes. Because the chairs of the EA, the SA, and the GPSA are going, so I can bring stuff back, but you'll have to tell me what we can do. The next thing, do you guys want to update on the UA meeting? I know we already kind of talked about Title IX, but it's
yeah, Curtis covered the hot topic. Title IX, you did a good job there. Watson came and just reviewed the office and responsibilities and other interesting things. The president came.
Yes.
I'm hoping his foot is feeling better now.
And yes,
his book. And I don't believe I heard anything new than what he had already had said to us. Some talk about the tech campus, a little bit of talk about the survey, but it was
kind of vague, I thought.
It was brief. I think he was running late and had to go. He got there late and had to run. The one piece that I just wanted to mention that I was very interested in was the JA came, and the UA has been looking for the annual JA reports and wasn't able to find them anywhere. But the JA did come with 2 years of reporting, so she was a little bit behind on that. But it seems that they're not available online, that they are given out to, if I recall, the chairs of the assemblies. And I did have a brief conversation with her afterwards, and I was kind of questioning, why are they not available online? What's in them? There's not personal information. Like, what about them is that you feel that you shouldn't be available online? We weren't able to finish up that conversation, but I hope to continue that with her, because I was wondering how you all feel about that. Like, I was kind of like, well, this is really great information. It talks about all the things that they do, all the different types of cases that they handle, and summarizes some of the outcomes, and I thought it was could be a real positive thing to have for people to know that this is all taken very seriously, and these are all the things that the actions that we're taking.
Sometimes they don't publish it online because they don't want other universities to easily get that data. I don't know if that's a reason or not.
Yeah, I don't know. So, personally, I find it something I'm interested in, so I'm going to definitely follow up with her. But if anybody else has any concerns or suggestions, I mean, it's something that, again, in my role speaking with a lot of parents, and we get all these questions all the time. Well, is Clinton safe? Is Clinton safe? Is it safe to live off campus? Do I need to live on campus? And, you know, I think it's just something that could be out there to the public.
But the Clery report is very helpful.
Right. It is. I just question why. Like, why would you not put that out there? That's all.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to follow up?
Yeah, I'm going to follow up. Mm-hmm. I think that's about it. Was there anything else you wanted to get around there?
I don't really think so. That took up the majority of it, as well as the Title IX. That was the majority of the conversation.
All right. So moving on, I've got a resolution on the academic calendar that I will pass around for folks to take a look at. You can have some discussion on it. It's not too long to read.
Leslie, was there any feedback from my concern about the short turnaround between?
So I brought it up to the committee, and we had a conversation about it. It wasn't interesting conversation, and the outcome was that I then, I think I copied you on this, I sent it to the calendar email address so that it would be included in all of the comments that they get. And I, the deadline is coming up for when we have received, when, you know, when comments can come in, and then we'll look at them all. We weren't going to look at one at
sure,
a time.
Yeah, and of course it's a very small piece to it, but one of the concerns that came up from Campus Life was that actually they're pushing the close of the semester, which means the last day that all students have to be out by closer to commencement instead of more time. It, when you first look at it, it seems like there's more time, but it actually gives us basically 48 hours to clear the dorms and get them ready for commencement guests, whereas before we had 6 days. And it's a very small piece of it, and I guess...
Well, and I had to kind of frame the issue for them, because one of the first responses was, well, that's Campus Life's problem. And I said, well, it is, but it's also a university community problem, because Ithaca can't house all of the families that come, and so it is something that we've been providing. And that helped a little bit in how they were able to hear the concern. But I also said, if we're told that this is what's happening, we'll make it work.
Yes.
But it'd be nice if we could have some more wiggle room.
Yeah. Well, that'll be very interesting. Like I said, it's a very small piece of the whole picture, but it is a piece that's going to affect Campus Life greatly.
I spoke with some employees about the calendar, and the only other thing they brought up that they just wanted us to think about too is that students are going to be having exams on Saturdays and Sundays that would probably require the course professor for those 2 days. So they just wanted to make sure that we're thinking about them and thinking about who might have to come in, be available.
There have been exams on Saturdays, so the only addition is Sunday. There haven't been many, but there have been.
Okay, because I know that was part of the proposal, and that's why they had just noted that. And then the other question is, was there any way that perhaps that if you guys are going to think about a resolution, you could ask to have it done a year sooner rather than having to wait the following year?
Which part?
The holidays.
To start on this coming cycle
instead of
waiting to follow
you. Yeah, I don't know. I would probably imagine not, because they're not going to give the staff off when the students probably still have to be here, and I don't know that they would be able to.
Start here in Martin Luther King Day. Good point. I think
that
other presidents, they don't have a break.
It's in for here. They're just not in classes.
Oh,
it happens
in
on Martin Luther
King. Classes don't start.
Okay. Yeah, those are the two things.
But that's a good point. The proposed changes don't change the proposal of this resolution. We still want to support the,
right.
the days off regardless, even if the
right.
calendar does change or not. I mean,
right. Did anyone else have any? I don't know if people had a chance to read this, so they just handed it out or look at it. Any changes? And Ari, we can't vote today. We have to wait till the next meeting, correct?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I'll take it back. Yeah.
Okay.
Are these staff holidays or
yeah.
sort of a university holiday?
They would be university holidays, but they're recommending that they also be offered to the staff, so they may become student holidays, but not necessarily staff holidays. There's a recommendation that they offer within the extra, the changes in the calendar that they're giving students, that these 2 days would become holidays for staff. And we made sure to word it so that these dates would be in addition to the holidays that we already have.
The other thing to note that I appreciate about the work that the calendar committee has done is when we started talking about adding 2 staff holidays, they moved the start date for classes in January to the Wednesday after Martin Luther King Day instead of the Tuesday after, so that because right now there's a lot, that Monday is a staff heavy day, with students moving in and dining halls opening and all of that stuff. Moving opening to, or classes, start of classes one more day creates a little bit more flexibility for staff to actually not be in on that Monday. Mm-hmm. Not perfect, because it's still a busy time for and student affairs staff in particular, but it's better.
Sorry?
You can vote on it today.
We can.
Although a request to have the whole resolution read would be in order if somebody needed that. But since you've distributed copies, everybody should be able to read it.
So do we feel good enough about this to vote? Or
Who's not present today?
Leslie,
Melissa,
and Jeannie. And I think when we talked at the last EA meeting, everyone seemed in support of the holidays and looking at a resolution. So I don't want to speak for them, but I don't know that they would be opposed. But if we don't want to vote today, we can hold off. My concern is I want to make sure that this gets to the president before any decisions are made.
Right.
I'll vote
today.
I think we
vote
today.
Okay. So.
Motion to approve. Thank you. Mr. Pellegrini.
Former one.
Former.
Okay. They're just separate. All in favor?
Aye.
Somebody second that after you?
Yes, yeah. Bridget. That's all right. So it looks like everyone has did a guess. All is in favor. Everyone here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Nay.
No nays, because everyone said yes.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say no abstentions either. Unless anyone has multiple persons.
Thank you.
You don't need to count abstentions.
Good to know.
I don't know where that started, but.
Okay. Probably Evan.
Evan gets recorded.
Yeah, it gets
you. No, no. Evan has pointed out several times.
Oh. Okay.
Actually.
Okay. Okay.
That's where I got that information from.
Great. So the resolution passes. I will forward it along to President Clinton.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank Ari. He
thank you,
made
Ari.
It pretty.
Who's Evan?
I bolded a few words.
Yeah, exactly.
Great bolding.
Yes, I know. He's on the graduate.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
I'm very thorough.
Yeah. Graduate.
Oh. He takes thorough to a new level.
Yes, he does.
So, anything else?
If we
yes, I do.
Go ahead.
No.
Is there anybody who is available to attend the Public Service Advisory Committee that I sent an email about the other day?
That is leadership
breakfast morning. Yeah, it is. It is the same time as the leadership breakfast.
What day is it?
The 28th. Because I know it got moved to March. So
no, leadership breakfast is the 15th.
I was going to say, I thought it got moved.
It's on our calendar. It's the 15th.
It got moved.
Yeah. It's been moved several times.
Well,
sorry. The 28th, yeah.
So.
I said I would love to, but I had to, so I could go.
Okay,
great.
No conflict.
Yeah,
thank you.
So I'll get your name on there.
Okay.
I was just going to suggest if we had time, maybe our guests would like to step in and give us a little info about themselves. And
sure.
Ask any questions.
I'm sure some of the questions as they come up, but I had contacted Leslie Morris for our break back in December and said I was interested in serving on the communications committee. I graduated here in 2010. I was a communication major at Cal. I have a minor in art school. And now I work as an administrative assistant in arts and science advising and career services. I'm originally from Rockland County, New York, and I was working at the corner.
Cool.
Awesome.
Well, I haven't done anything nearly as interesting as that. I worked at IBM for 18 years before I came here, and in fact, this was my main account, so I used to come up here and work on all the equipment here and in the surrounding area. and I've been here for 12 years. Mostly in CIT. I did work out in the college for a year and a half, a year and a half or so. I've been in most of the buildings around here. I feel a little bit bad, like I probably really should have looked into something like this sooner, you know, because I always have had an interest in finding out more about what you folks do. And it's been very helpful to me to sit here and listen to the different committees and the topics and the kinds of things that you get yourselves involved in. So, you know, for me, it's just was kind of the first step to come and finally do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Don't feel bad. It took me 31 years.
Well, it's one thing you keep seeing. You go, oh, I really should. You see it again. You know, I really should do it.
So the person that I spoke to is Erin Simber. And Curtis and Kathy, you know her. And I'm not sure whether others of you know her, but
yes.
She's interested.
It's wonderful.
We had a conversation just this week about it.
Good. Did you guys have any questions for us at the moment? No?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Not really.
No? Okay.
And on the calendar, there are two info sessions for trustees that I'm going to be at. So a couple of people have met with me privately who might decide to run, and then there'll be opportunities for people to get more information as a group.
And there will be a couple of EA info sessions. And for those of us whose terms are not ending this year, we are the elections committee. So if you can take a look, did you put
it
on your calendar?
It'll
be on your calendar. If, you know, one or two people can plan to attend. Sometimes we get people who come, sometimes we don't. But if people can plan to at least try to make one and people... That would be great. Anything else?
I'm going to jump in and go a little bit here, but I had gone to the assembly.cornell.edu.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious for the employee assembly, is there like an application process or how exactly is that going to be addressed later?
So we would talk about the info session, but I'm happy to tell you about it now. So there is online on the assembly's website, there's a form that you fill out with just some basic information, a little bit of a spiel about yourself. Amy, I think, takes your picture,
mm-hmm.
right?
I am the official photographer.
Amy will take your picture, and basically that goes on the Assembly's website, and we also put some stuff, so those profiles will go in the paw print for election time, so folks can take a look at what candidates are running and kind of what your interest is and information about you and to vote.
So we don't have to form a super PAC or anything.
No. Nope. That's it. It's a there. You know, you can do a poster and stuff if you want. You don't have to, right, Ari? They can do a little poster and whatnot. But most people elect not to do
chalking.
Yeah, you can chalk. You can chalk. You can make
no,
a little.
No vertical chalking.
Yeah.
Craigslist.
Yeah, just get your Facebook page going. I think that's it. We're going to be done early. Wait. David's got something. Hold on.
Not really business related, but I made it to the last Soup and Hope here at Kent Fox Week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really nice. That was really good. Because it wasn't. It was just him, personal experience, like it was not related to job cuts or budget or anything. It was just him speaking about some of his own personal examples of hope within the last couple of days.
Yeah,
you were there.
Yeah.
And it was just really nice. And it was actually nice to learn a little bit more about him as a person, you know, personally. The only time I've ever heard him speak was about, you know, Scorton makes him dish out the bad news all the time and can take all the heat. And it was not like that at all. And it was really nice.
So next week's Soup and Hope is going to be music.
Put on time?
Music. Most of the time. I don't know what kind of music he's going to play, but Dwight Carroll,
oh, yeah,
who has been our musician for some of our speakers, he's our speaker.
but he's not going to speak much. I think he's going to talk about music as his inspiration, but mostly use the music to do the talk.
He's a very wonderful event that you, and I wish I could make it more often, but
Good.
And I think it's catching on because our church is now doing soup and spirituality.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to warn you, though, you better make sure that you have vegan gluten-free soup.
Yeah, you should.
What? Vegetable broth, not chicken broth.
Yeah. Yeah. Cream of kale.
Right. Anything else?
Are there extra things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that.
Gary's saying wrap it up.
Gary,
make a motion.
I make a motion for your turn.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.